budget? Have they ever?
Yeah, we started a couple of meetings ago.
Yeah, then if it's not too much.
No, it's fine if you want it.
Yeah, then let's do it. Then it's always good to be able to refer to it. I have become cost conscious these days. We're looking at the accountability work. We're looking at lawyers' fees of approximately more than $1 million a month. I have asked for the work, for the number of men and women hours. That's the workload of the staff. Nobody really knows about that. Now the travel costs is all in all maybe $1 million. It doesn't. Per meeting it's 100,000. It's not really small. But how many hours go into that? And the people who are supposed to work 40 hours a week have to work 80 hours, 90 hours, 120 hours without compensation, which is really unfair to the staff. Yeah. And that's something that I want to have on paper. Let me go and plug this in and see what happens. Excellent. Can we start? Okay. All right, for the record, the technical working group face-to-face meeting. I'm Gerard Lisser, I'm the chair, and present are Jay Daly, Andre Philip, Jack Latour, Patrick Jones. Michi Lisse as an observer, Christian Hasselmann, Kimberly Carlson, and Christina Nordstrom. Patrick has said he has engagement, so I call him first if there's anything that we need to done. Okay.
I want to go through
the agenda a little bit. This time I think we focus a little bit on data from what I see. I come to your thing at the end. You had made a request. The first thing will be from Venezuela. I think he wanted to show how they cleaned up the data. I don't know whether it's the WHOIS data or whether it's Pegasus data, but it's a good idea to go through this. I've hired Nikki, it's finished now, to go through our WHOIS data, and it's a mess as well. So this is something that affects all TLDs, I would think. And we are fortunately smaller, but roughly 4,000 names. So if you go by registrar, you sort one out, attack the next one. And I must say, especially the foreign registrars respond very, very positively to somebody who pays a bit of attention after sorted out very well. So that's going to be interesting. And then recently I came around a program called his own master. The French TLD had a tool where you could verify your data, and they've basically replaced it in collaboration with Patrick Wallström from the C, which has got a front end on the web, but it's also got a back end written in Perl, which works on the Mac. I needed to tweak one module that you needed to load, which didn't load directly, but peanuts. Takes you 5 minutes to install, and that's really cool. I need to go and look a little bit into it, how to adapt it, how to use this sort of for other things. So basically you write your own thing and then you plug this in to test this thing. Yeah, so basically what I mean is I can then plug in, write a script that goes through all my 4,000 domain names in the SQL database and checks this for each and every one, and then sums it up and so on. So if you get some prediction, we can do some graphics and things. That's really a cool tool. There will be a French presenter and him, but I can only list one on the agenda. Chile had basically rewritten their software. They wanted to present last time, but he had a family emergency, so we canceled him on short notice. And I usually try somebody who got kicked off or couldn't be accommodated on the meeting. I always ask them first for the following meeting so that they get done. Eduardo Cocker from New Zealand asked last time late, and I told him I asked him early whether he wanted to present his thing, but he isn't coming, so he can't do. So next time he comes, he will, he's sort of helped in that. Then Stephen Farrell will do a presentation about, I don't remember exactly what it was about, but the this is called the host presentation. There isn't really a host, it's the INEX, the Internet Exchange that is basically hosting. It's not .ie, it's not the registrar community. But Stephen Farrell volunteered to do a presentation, and he has presented before. He usually does good stuff.
Patrick Jones, his presentation is based on work that he's doing with .ie.
Yeah.
So it does fit.
Yeah. Yeah. It does fit. If it doesn't, from here, he does good stuff. And I connected to INEX. They are not, they never really, they said yes, 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 and communicate a little bit, but posted it to their list, but nothing followed up. So we do this. And he always, the last time he did it in London, he had an interesting presentation. Then the next two, Christian Hasselmann can explain a little bit more. The I must confess a conflict of interest here. I recently acquired Dutch citizenship, so he approached me about, they have a thing on their website where one can access some of their data in an up presented manner, and he can basically, he then suggested two presenters. One is from a university, and I think one is from Delft, and the other one is from your.
Yes, that's right. So this is Christian. I'm with SRN Davinel. So the first presenter is a guy from my team, and he's presenting the work that we're doing on the on our what we call the Entrata platform, which is what we call the, you know, this DNS data analysis platform. And some of this information that we, as you mentioned, some of this information that we collect through that platform, we make available to the internet community through our website, which is stats.sidnlabs.nl. And it's kind of similar to what the folks at .nzen have been doing. So Martin will discuss the architecture of the system, what open source modules he used, and that sort of thing. So I think it's also relevant for, you know, maybe registries in other parts of the world that may want to reuse something like this based on open source software, or may want to redo something like this based on open source software. So that's Martin. And then the second guy is Maciej Korinski, and he's with the Technical University of Delft. And he's actually being sponsored by SIDN Labs to do research on abuse statistics for top-level domains, normalized by the size of the TLD. And that's one part. And the second part is that he also investigates abuse statistics for hosting providers. So what are the good ones and what are the rotten apples, so to speak?
Using open source tools. Basically, this stuff is interesting for everybody, and I remember very well Bumblebee in London was a tool that was supposed to be open source by Nominate. It's now called Turing and is now a commercial product. I like to present things that people can learn from or even use.
Yeah, so the presentation that Maciej will be giving in terms of technical facilities, independent of the Entrata platform. So he uses his own tools. And he uses various data sources. And one of the key things in this project is that we often get, you know, measurements on how good TLDs perform in terms of abuse statistics. But there's what usually lacks in these works is that the methodology is unclear. So what is part of this project is to also make the methodology public.
Not listening. There was a ago about some report where some TLDs were really bad, and then when you look at the details, you find out the methodology is really poor. I'm interested in learning methods, preferable with tools that I can also adapt, but this tech day is really about learning things, methods, how to do this, and also how to analyze this, how to interpret it. If you have somebody who has got 10 file domains and has got 4,000 names, it's different from somebody who has got 10 names and has got 4 million domains.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And so that's also why an important part of Maciej's work is to normalize his statistics relative to the size of the TLD. So he's going to present a few results tomorrow. I'm not sure if he's going to go into detail on the methodology he used, because he also wanted to take the opportunity here to collect some feedback from the community. But of course, he's available to all of tomorrow and to for the technical discussions.
Agenda has the presenter clickable with the email, and the idea is basically what we cannot resolve
in the post-presentation
discussion, that email contact is available. But he's a researcher, so his stuff will be eventually presented in a paper, and it will be not proprietary from what I would.
No, actually all the results in this project will be publicly available.
Yeah, no, I mean the method.
The method as well.
Then Patrick can talk about the next one.
Yes. So this is an opportunity for David Conrad to, I think he'll have some of his views, the technical team. He has Roy Ahrens and Paul Hoffman. I'm not sure if Paul's here yet, but...
Roy is going to be.
So David will speak, and then maybe Roy is second half of the day.
All right. In the afternoon, I thought the light topic straight after lunch, so for depression. He's speaking about history of early domain names or early domain names in early internet history or something, but probably not that technical, but surely interesting. And then Scott Hollenbeck from VeriSign is going to speak. Did I spell it correctly now? R-A-D-P?
Yeah. No, you didn't. RDAP,
I will fix this and send you yet another one. He commented on it, and I fixed it on one,
but I have it on three different systems, so
I didn't get the right one. Andre will then. Andre has spoken about the tourist project before. This is your little home router thing that you develop yourself, so this is then... 1 year or 2 years later to see what the progress report is. Last time, somebody called Davy Song, who I read occasionally posting to DNS Op, wanted to have a presentation about Yeti DNS.
He's not
coming, but somebody called Shane Carr is coming. I don't know him. No,
Shane
Carr.
Yeah, he used to work for IS.
I will probably know his face.
Yeah, you will know.
The name, it sounds familiar, but I can't place the face to the name,
yeah.
Which is an occupational hazard in my field. But I think this is going to be interesting.
So is Yeti DNS something to do with a spin-off from Bind?
No, actually, it's sort of simulation if you can quickly roll over root keys and stuff like
yeah.
That. So it's project. Many parties are involved in this project, and it's more like yeah, what to do with the people who are doing those ideas.
On the microphone, please.
Can you just mention maybe 600? I
Then. Janelle McAllister from Mark Monitor promoted us on the panel about incident response. Some cases, Dave Piscitello will be the other panelist. I give them an hour. I told them it must be technical. I don't want a marketing presentation. And but Mark Monitor is a recent, is a very decent register. They have got large names, Google, and that kind of thing. So their incident response is fairly going to be interesting. Then,
who's on the panel?
David Piscitello and McAllister.
And they have enough for an hour?
That's what I told them. Yeah. But the point is, we still have got some time in the back. I'll come to that when we're done.
And Dave Piscitello can talk for an hour.
And then we can also question, if they only do 45 minutes, then we have got 15 minutes for question time, so be ready. Then we have our usual IATF presentation, and Von Kumari is going to speak about several topics related to DNS privacy work. And then very shortly before deadline, Dr. Lochner, who has a PhD in computer science from CNIP. CNIP is the hoster that, for full disclosure, .na uses for our registry system. They have got a, they have the backend for several new GTLDs. And they offer route services to
deserving CPTOs free
of charge. They have an interesting project. The .Swiss project has to announce their names before they are registered for a certain period of time, and they don't. They choose not to publish them on in a paper federal register or something.
They do this with
an atom feed, RSS. And I thought that was an interesting topic, because the methodology can be maybe used for other things such as drop lists and things like that. So I put them last in case they don't pitch up, but they will. In case they don't pitch up, then we'll just end a little bit earlier. And then also Jay asked, he wants to have 10 minutes for his version of what Christian proposed. I know that they were that he bragged about two or three meetings about it
ago, that he got a server room full of servers for this.
What was it? What database it was again?
Hadoop.
Hadoop database, and now that you've got the hardware, you probably got now some stats to show.
Yeah, so I've got a presentation.
And can you open the microphone?
Sorry, yes, I have a presentation for that. I left it a little bit late, but as I was on the agenda already,
yeah.
Somebody might be a little bit late, or we may have some time, we can squeeze it in.
Yeah, no, the point is that I will announce it that the summary will include this presentation. Should somebody be too short, should somebody not pitch up, we'll move it up and then we'll put a format.
All right.
Anything else going on?
What are we going to do
in Marrakesh?
Party, I
think. In a country where booze is outlawed.
Okay,
let's have a party. Now, have you got any topics of interest that we can look at or go at or whatever? French-speaking people like Jacques have maybe connections.
Well, maybe one topic for Marrakesh would be DNS. Anycast site architecture. There's a lot of ccTLD and gTLD building Anycast infrastructure.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And we all have different ways of doing it. I know the way that Bossy is doing it is not efficient compared to other. But I'd like to compare those, because I know you guys are doing cool stuff.
I have a colleague of mine who is sometimes a bit whiny, and whenever he whines, I tell him to go and do the job he's whining about. Can you take this and run with this?
So how long?
Whatever. I mean, but the point is, can I ask you to sort of take care of this?
Yeah.
So you mean a panel session with each of the panelists doing a 5-minute presentation on their own cards? Something like that.
5, 10,
whatever.
Yeah, we all at SIDN Labs. We also have a postdoc researcher working on what I call next generation DNS Anycast, where the nodes are virtualized, and we have this intelligent component that automatically switches on and off these Anycast nodes.
I think it'd be very useful to have something on containerization of DNS, and we should get. The people now in BIN that did LRoot, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
Come and talk about their containerization stuff that they did that their BIN then bought.
Yeah.
Because that's a pretty impressive technology, and I think it's the way of the future, so it'd be useful for us to find out about it and put our own...
For, again, the full disclosure, BIN does one of our Anycast servers, and for free. With very long, very good relationship with them. Unless somebody knows them, knows the person directly very well, I can also...
Yeah, it's Joe Adley. So we need
Yeah, we're good with them. Because Dyn always makes very nice presentations, I must say, whenever I've had him.
So talk about Anycast, next generation Anycast platform, container, virtualization, high-performance DNS. And logging.
Yeah. You let me know how much time you want, and then I'll block this out. I will get then to find the host. If I can't get the host to make a presentation, I get the guys from Western Sahara to make a presentation, that get us all kicked out of there. And then I will basically advertise and see what happens. Yeah. Maybe we can do some... I beg your pardon? I beg your pardon?
I'm from Venezuela, I'm going to come to the meeting.
Yeah, but this is not yet the meeting, this is the technical group.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
You're more than welcome to listen in, but we'll just be bored. maybe some IDN stuff, being an Arab country. I know for a fact that IANA at the moment is leaning extremely on new applicants for IDN, even if the applicant is doing the same for the ASCII CCTR. It's the same applicant, same registry, same things, but they have to have different modalities and different requirements, which I don't think is correct. Maybe we should see what we can do, get one of the CCTV IDNs that do Arab script to talk about their experiences. Not from an IANA perspective, from a technical perspective. Any other ideas? Then we're done?
We may want more on that because that's getting closer and closer to going live for many people, and some of us, while you know, CC people have no obligation to implement it, we may choose to. I'm interested in the authentication side because I have some currently authenticated services that use proprietary technology, and I'm interested in porting those to our app and making them more available for everyone else within the standard version. One other thing on the bottom of the slides is ICANN 549.
Okay, I will fix this just now. Thank you. So, basically we're done. Just you arrived. Nigel, Robert and Stephen Deerhack just arrived on time to close the meeting. So I'm going to fix all these little things and I'm stimulating you just now.
Okay.
Are we done? Yeah.
On the data quality side, we have a...
Can you stop the recording?
We have a system where we do data quality scanning overnight on every domain and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and then put that up for our registrars to see on a website in an automated table next day. Do any of you want to have a look?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll look in.
Okay.
This is going to be open source. It's, everything we do will be open source.